say good morning. Time now is 25 to 5. I've been sitting here for some time, actually. It's from my party, which I quite enjoyed. If one has one's reservations, one has quite enjoyed oneself, but one has to make reservations because the people are particularly interesting. In fact, there weren't as many people as I expected it to be, because I thought, you know, the Maynard Mitchells have a big, big do. In fact, there weren't nearly as many as I might have thought, which was a pity. In fact, I think I must have drunk rather a lot, although it didn't seem so at the time. I thought myself quite sober. When I leapt into the car to drive home, after my merry abandon, I found the task extremely difficult, and it was extremely fortunate that there was nothing else on the road, because looking back on it, I seem to remember I had a mental brainstorm that I didn't realize at the time, and I think I drove the whole way home on the right-hand side of the road. This is something, of course, which comes from driving in France too much, which is what I've been doing recently, as you probably know. Driving in France, you know, and in moments of stress, such as was this journey home, one forgets so easily the lies, the truth, and the pain. But so I'm wavering from the point. What I was trying to say is, when I sat here, I had an extremely pleasant time on the piano, actually. I was playing the piano and sort of singing. And I rather fear I might have kept people awake upstairs. One hopes not, but It was pleasant, and it's extremely pleasant sitting here now, because I think there's something extraordinarily nice about seeing the dawn up before one goes to bed, because there's something uncanny about it when it suddenly becomes light, because one connects darkness with going to bed, surely, and when one is still up and it becomes light and it's a new day and you still haven't gone to bed to sleep, because the night equals sleep so easily, and when one is still up when the new day begins, it is something of an intriguing experience over time. I can look out the window now, and that tree over there is green. Whereas before one goes to bed, that tree should be black, surely. Everything should be black before one goes to bed. That is surely the essence of all matter. Anyway, I think I'm straying from the point, and I shall probably stop talking here, because if I don't, I shall start sort of relating life histories and things, which will be very tedious. So here we go, I'll also say goodnight, you know, goodnight.